Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is inheritance. Recently, I was blessed to visit my 97-year-old mother. I'm not able to do it as much as I'd like to because she lives several hundred miles away from where I do. When we get the opportunity, we like to catch up on all the things that normal phone calls might not have covered. On one of my latest visits, the topic of inheritance came up. She lamented that because she had been in her care facility so long, her money was almost gone and there would be nothing to pass on to her children. This gave me the chance to talk to her about what was included in her inheritance to me. And here's a clue. It's about much more than money and earthly possessions. Our Father in heaven is also concerned with giving us our inheritance. It is a gift he has promised to all his children who believe in him. In Ephesians 1, 11 to 14, it's explained. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So what is included in this inheritance? Well, since money will be of no use in heaven, it must be something even better. First, it is necessary to understand that our inheritance was made possible through the sacrifice of God's only Son. In him we have obtained an inheritance. We go to Hebrews 9, 11 to 15 to learn more. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. It is Christ who made our inheritance possible by his death, because no other sacrifice would have been sufficient. And within this inheritance are all the fulfilled promises of the Father to all those who place their faith and trust in him. On earth, all our inheritances are perishable. We've all heard the saying, you can't take your money with you. The same can be said of all our earthly possessions. But in heaven, our inheritance is everlasting. Our life, God's love, our eternal relationships, all made to last forever without trial or torment. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew 6, 19 to 21. In heaven, our inheritance is unspoiled. On earth, there is no perfection, but in heaven, nothing is defiled or flawed. Not only is our inheritance everlasting, but it is forever without blemish. Just as Christ is perfect, so will be the lives we have inherited through faith in him. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelations 21, 27. In heaven, our inheritance is unfading. Our possession of heaven will never end. Colors will never fade, excitement will never wane, hope will never diminish, and nothing will ever be of less value than it was before. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Revelation 21:5. Our inheritance is waiting for us. The greatest thing my mother passed on to me was the faith she helped instill in me, the unconditional love she had for me, and the faith she had in me to be something great. My inheritance from her is immense, and my inheritance to come is too great for words. Rejoice in your inheritance and prepare yourself to be amazed. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us enough to prepare for us an inheritance beyond our grandest imagination. Help us to prepare for it in our thoughts, words, and deeds, and help us to spread the message that this inheritance is available to all who believe in you. Amen.